For KAWC, I'm Anthony Ornelas. While the focus of the race for state senate in Legislative District 13 has been on expelled Yuma politician Don Shooter's return to the ballot, a lone Democrat awaits the winner of the Republican primary in August. Michelle Harris is an Air Force veteran who returned to her childhood home of Buckeye after retirement. She tells KAWC's Lou Gum that it was a high water bill that brought her to politics.
I started doing some digging and realized that the Arizona Corporation Commission had approved an increase in our sewer charge up to $120. So I got involved. And once I got involved, what I noticed was our elected officials were unreachable. They were inaccessible. I was trying to get them to help my area, my community. And I just thought to myself that this is not the way it's supposed to be. I served my country for 21 years, and I thought, I'm doing my job. I'm doing my part. And when I moved back home, it seemed like the system had kind of fallen apart. Our elected officials were not representing the people they were elected to represent.
What did you learn about LD 13? The communities outside what you've probably heard, the state of Maricopa.
Right, the great state of Maricopa.
See that they've been left out of perhaps planning, perhaps having a voice. Have you run into that sentiment in Yuma and the more rural areas of LD 13?
I have, but there's like rings to the great state of Maricopa. People in Buckeye and even Goodyear and especially Wickenburg as well have that same type of thought and mentality, that everything is focused on the Phoenix area, and in particular, what people call the East Side. And then, of course, you see it reflected out here in Yuma as well. And I really do think it boils down to people don't feel like they're heard. They don't feel like they're represented.
Let's talk a little bit about issues. You mentioned sort of a kitchen table issue, your water bills going up. What are some of the other issues that either since then or before that you now see as really important in state leadership?
Of course, we have seen over the past few months public education kind of skyrocket to number one issue. You know, when you have 50,000 teachers down at the Capitol, something has to be done, and you know that there's something wrong. I graduated from Buckeye Union High School in 1988, and looking back, it seems like the mid-90s is where public education as a priority started to fall off. So it's disappointing and sad to me that I may have been one of the last generations to get a good, solid education out of the Arizona public school system. That's a priority. State funding and how we're doing state funding is also another issue. One of the problems, and we saw it again with the teacher protest, is the fact that the state legislature sweeps money from programs to put into whatever they see as their priority right now. Like I said, I have four generations of my family that lives here, and this past legislative cycle, I got a phone call from my nephew, who's a corrections officer, who's a state corrections officer. And they haven't seen a pay raise in 10 years. They were supposed to get a stipend this year. However, money was swept from their program to go for the teacher pay raise. This is a problem. We're pitting groups of people against each other, and we're not actually satisfying our requirements for funding. You've seen raised recently some emphasis for the drought control plan, which honestly should have been sorted and figured out years ago. And now that the federal government is rolling into the state to say you need to do something, there's finally some emphasis being put on it. Next legislative cycle, I hope to see some legislative priorities put forward.
Michelle Harris, thank you so much.
Thank you.